taken it upon themselves to ensure more folks obtain their GED, to become more employable, and thus strengthen their community. So Mark and Sindeen, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for
joining me. Would you like to give a brief introduction of who you both are and your little roles in the community?
Okay.
Not little.
Sure.
I apologize.
That's okay. So as you said, my name is Sindeen Jennings. I'm the Dean of Developmental Education here at Gateway Technical College. My area includes adult basic education, where we work with students who need to build their academic skill level in certain subject areas. And then we work with students who are going for their GED or HSED. We also have the English Language Learners Program in my area, adult high school, and then the Gateway Promise Program.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm Mark, and I'm the manager of the Racine County Workforce Solutions. And in that role, I have the privilege of having one of the best one-stop center staffs in the nation serving the Racine community. And we assist businesses to help them fill their job vacancies and their recruitment needs. And then we help job seekers getting to that destination of finding a job that is very rewarding and can help make ends meet at home.
And that's how all of this GED initiative came to be, right? You saw a gap, and it needed to be bridged, which I have to say Racine's really good about doing. So let's start with some numbers here and why Racine has collaborated with various organizations to focus on assisting their community with obtaining that GED. So according to the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2006, population estimates in Racine's population were recorded at, what, 195,140, and that's the whole county, correct, Mark?
Correct.
All right. Out of which it said 12.4% were persons in poverty, so using those one-stop centers to help bridge that gap, and 88.2% of those folks reported as having a high school diploma. So, Mark, what is the current unemployment rate in Racine County, and what's the state of the economy as far as business growth?
Well, the unemployment rate is currently 3.4%. That's for the month of May, the last data available, and that's an exceptionally low rate.
Yeah.
And most economists would say it's at full employment. Our business customers are certainly talking about the challenge of finding workers and qualified workers, and that might be just a really interesting step-off point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the GED initiative does a number of really great things, and it creates a higher skilled workforce. It reduces the potential of crime in the community because there's a strong correlation between education and lack of education and criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it also grows our workforce because if you're a high school dropout, you are only about half of the high school dropouts are in the labor force. So either looking for work or working. You get that high school diploma, or you get that GED or that HSED, and that number shoots up to 74%. You continue on with our partners at Gateway, and you get a associate's degree, and that shoots up to like 82%.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor's degree, you go to Parkside, now you're up to 86% labor force participation rate. So this is a way to grow our labor force with our own people.
And it's like a stepping stone. Like you said, if they start off and they earn that GED or HSED, go on to Gateway, then those credits transfer, correct, over to Parkside in some cases?
In some cases,
yes. So it kind of seems like a natural flow mm-hmm. to continue growth within that own person, which I had started hearing about this initiative in January per an article that was written by Jennifer Eisenbart in the Burlington News before you guys had your large Veterans Terrace event.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, a GED community education fair where there was this discussed and then community resources present?
Yeah, we want to make sure that the entire community is aware of these opportunities, and today is an excellent opportunity to kind of re-engage the community, and we thank you for having us on your show.
I thank you for agreeing to be on here, because it would almost seem like, though there are so many services, it's almost cloak and dagger, and we don't want to talk about them because higher-ups say no, which I don't really understand, but okay. But in that article, it said 15,000 residents in Kenosha or in Racine did not have a high school education. That seems quite exorbitant. And then you guys had set a goal for 100 this year. How did that number come to be? And then, you know, how are we going to continue to, I guess, make sure that that goal is obtained?
Well, last year, before we kicked off the initiative, I want to say that in Racine County, about 50 people earned their GED. And of those 50, about 10 of them, Workforce Solutions had a significant role in helping them obtain that and channeling them into Gateway, where the wonderful instruction and education occurs. But we were supporting them in that. And so with that, if it's, oh, we want to make a goal of 60, that's kind of like incremental progress. But to kick this off, I really wanted to be bold and ambitious and put a big number out there, yet a number that could be obtained. And that's where the 100 came from.
And that's a good, I think, starting number, because it does give that well-rounded, we're trying something and we're going to see how well this works, which, you know, how well is it working? How many people did you have enroll, or is it there still enrollment occurring?
There is still enrollment. I mean, Gateway is open 365, you know, days a year, essentially, for enrollment in the GED programs at the Racine campus, at the Racine County Workforce Solutions, where Sandine has a number of staff there all year around. And it's just phenomenal with being able to engage customers when they're incoming looking for work, and my staff can say, oh, I noticed you didn't have your GED. Let me take you down to some wonderful people from Gateway that can help you get that. And then we go from there.
So I know that Gateway is a partner, and I had read in that article that there was, like, the Literacy Council and other people. Who are your other partners involved, and was it easy to get them on board? Did you come across any, like, conflict or struggle trying to get other groups to participate?
So you mentioned Racine Literacy. We also have the Department of Corrections, United Way, the Racine Library, and I feel like we're missing somebody there. Oh, Racine Unified.
Okay.
Is also there. And in my personal opinion, it was not hard to get everybody to the table. You know, in fact, it was a great opportunity to be able to really connect with one another to find out, okay, how can we partner together? How can we share resources to help students get their credentials? So,
and then how is this program or initiative funded?
Racine County is funding a lot of the resources in this with Workforce Investment.
Okay.
And Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act dollars. And however, you know, Gateway has also got a fair amount of skin in the game, and Sandine can talk about some of that.
So our funding comes from state funding, and then we also receive grant funding. Mm-hmm. So we receive the Adult Education Family Literacy Grants, which is now going to be known as the Workforce
Innovative
exactly.
and Opportunity
we
Act.
Owe. Everybody knows we owe, exactly. So we made a commitment here at the college to try and provide as much instruction as possible and support services as possible for this initiative there.
So why Racine, do you think? Why does Racine have such a high dropout rate, or like group of adults that have not obtained their high school, do you think?
We could have spent time looking at that, and there's a number of different opinions on why that is.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, as opposed to looking backwards, it would be better to look forward and figure out the best methodologies and opportunities to move as many of those 15,000 from being a dropout to a degree diploma holder.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other things going on in the community, and I'd just like to recognize some of my colleagues at Racine County Higher Expectations for Youth, that through Racine Unified and some very concerted efforts, including from the business community, with over 90 businesses being involved in the new academy structure, the Racine Unified District has increased its overall graduation rate between 2010 and 15 by 7.4%, and within the African-American community by 17%.
That's huge.
So they're shrinking my future supply, and that's very, I'm very pleased to see that.
We got 15, though, so 100 each, you know, year, so you have a little bit of time, right? Mm-hmm. We keep marking it that way. Racine Unified, I started 2 years ago hearing about their new structured Ford model of curriculum, which I thought was completely interesting to have this forward-focused idea that – you want to be a successful adult, well, we're going to give you information as to how to get there. And this is how we're going to guide you. So it's really good. I'm glad you were able to provide us some info on how that is going, because I've seen more students coming to me for Job Corps already successfully completing high school and using us as like a stepping stone into the trades, as like an alternative to, say, a tech school. So like baby steps into, you know, that sort of post-secondary education. So in that article, like we talked about, we picked 100. How is that goal coming along? How many people have you had sign up for this? Has anybody completed? Like, how are we charting data?
In a variety of ways. So earlier you had mentioned that back in January there were some efforts that was done by our committee. So one of them was a GED fair. So we hosted a GED fair on the Racine campus where we had 81 people sign up to come to the fair. So we got them through, or started to get them through, our orientation process and then get them registered for courses that would help them study for their GED. So right now our plan is, at the end of our fall semester, which ends in December, is take a look back to see, okay, where are those students at? How did they persist through that year? The reason why we gave it a year is, on average, that's how long it takes for students to get through and finish up their testing or get through the 509 option, which we'll talk about in a little bit, which is our competency-based program there.
Because you had mentioned GED and you had said HSED. Mm-hmm. So through this, can they get one or the other?
Yes, they can.
Oh, that's really awesome.
And we're looking at, you know, what option, what pathway is best for the customer. What's easiest, what's most effective, what fits into their life. And there's a variety of things, but we're going to use an informed choice to help them.
So my next question was going to be, how does this differ from, say, assistance you get from either WIOA, which is that Workforce Innovative or Opportunity Act grant, or, say, Food Share, that FSET, Food Share Employment and Training Program. But you kind of, it is WIOA, so that knocks that question out. But how does this differ as far as what, you know, ResCare offers through their Food Share Employment and Training, or is this similar to?
ResCare is also at the table. You know, Cindy mentioned that we're probably leaving somebody off, and we probably still are leaving somebody off. But ResCare is very interested in that. That gets, and again, this is a community-wide effort, and it starts at the top with County Executive Delagrave saying this is important to the community, and goes all the way down to everybody that's working for the county in Workforce Solutions and the broader community, so that they can, so that, you know, we can have an educated workforce that's available for our businesses out there. So it's everybody kind of aligning and focusing what the resources are on the target and helping contribute that, and not, you know, duplicating and stepping over everybody's toes in the process.
Good. So here's my next question then. Because it is tied into WIOA, and I know that you have to have a caseworker when you do that, as part of that support to, like, be inclusive with making sure that a human being going through this is more employable, are there employability type training tied into this? Meaning, is the focus then, here's education as well as the soft skills, resume building, NCRC, if that's tied into this, you know, what is there more of an inclusive approach, or if they go for GED, that's all they're going to get?
Well, if they get the GED and they don't know how to show up for work, and they don't know how to communicate effectively at work,
but we got them to school.
We're really no better off on workforce development than when we started. So all that stuff is tied in, and I think I'm going to take this opportunity to run with the 509 program.
Okay.
And say we have a opportunity kicking off starting August 7th to have our first 509 program in Southeast Wisconsin and Racine, and how would the audience react to saying, I could get my high school diploma without having to take tests?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so then I'll give some more information on the 509 program. So that's the fancy name that we call it. But basically, it's a GED competency-based program. So basically, the Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin Technical College System got together to determine what competencies would a student have to display mastery in order to show that they've received their high school credential without having to go through and take the GED test.
That's awesome. So
there was a team that came together and developed curriculum, competencies, lessons plans, and things like that. So as Mark mentioned, we have a 509 program already at the college, but then the program that we're now going to be starting at the Racine Workforce is in partnership with the YWCA of Southeast. So they have a fantastic program that they run out of Milwaukee, where they have partnered up with various community agencies in Milwaukee along with MATC. So what they're doing now is bringing their program down here and partnering up with us, with Racine Workforce Solutions and with Gateway Technical College, to deliver the same type of option for our students here in Racine County. So with that program, students spend 20 weeks with us, Monday through Thursday, going through math, science, social studies, reading through the language arts, civics. At the end of the 20 weeks, they have their high school credential. Part of that includes the health, the employability that you talked about, mm-hmm. really working with individuals on what's going to be your next step when you get done. You also mentioned the National Career Readiness Standards. That's another big component with that. So our intent is, when those students get done with this 20-week training program, we don't just set them loose and, oh, good luck, we hope to see you soon there. You know, there's some real connection that's happening in terms of employability. What are your next steps? Are you going into the world of work? Are you going into post-secondary? Are you doing both? So very intensive instruction, very intensive case management will be occurring with this program.
And with those graduates, we have a number of programs that we partner with Gateway or offer tuition assistance through the WIOA and other funding sources. And graduates of the GED, any GED program and the HSDD, are going to have priority seating in those things. So if you happen to have heard of the Gateway Technical College boot camps that we work, that Workforce Solutions partners with Gateway, these graduates will have priority seating in that. And those boot camps have year in and year out provided entry level into family supporting jobs and careers.
Because there's one coming up, right? CNC?
Yep, CNC yes. is coming up.
That's right. Yes. I think those applications are due the 25th.
You're pretty good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the flyer.
Steal
yes.
crap. Because you're stealing my questions, you know, Mark. I'm trying to ask a question and you're already answering it. Like, you're reading my mind. Get out of my head. But with this being an innovative new approach, do you see other counties following suit? Do you think this will be a leading example? So say, like, can Kenosha pick this up? Mm-hmm. Should they pick it up? Mm-hmm. Can Walworth pick this up? What are we going to do? Because we are a tri-county, and now WIOA is measured as tri-county mm-hmm. measures. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get the other two counties involved in our tri-county to, like, pick up this initiative and follow through?
I have regular meetings with the management teams from Kenosha and Walworth, and they're watching us to see how successful and if this is something that can be replicated in their community. Mm-hmm. So they're being briefed and they're watching and just want to see how we do and can learn from our efforts and our growing pains.
How many growing pains have there been? What would you say the challenges have been that you've had to overcome?
I think for me personally, is just how fast things are moving. So the interest is there, the students are there, the commitment is there, but just making sure that we put together that something that's comprehensive where students don't fall through the cracks there. Mm. So that's not really, I guess, in my mind, a challenge because, you know, we're making it happen. But again, we want to make sure that when it's all said and done, we have a successful group of students, and then we're ready for our next students. To go back a little bit to, you had asked about our Kenosha and Walworth County partners. They are fully committed to seeing what's happening with what we're doing in Racine. We enjoy the current relationship that we have. So, for instance, we do offer GED programming at the Kenosha Job Center. It's been my experience. They've always been very open to working together and making sure that the clients that they have there are being served and being connected to our services there. And then out on our Elkhorn campus, we are fortunate to have the Walworth County Job Center located right on the campus. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of Fitbit points going back and forth, making sure that clients get connected to the appropriate resources between the two organizations. So
because this, you know, is for Racine County residents, can they then go to, say, a campus in Kenosha or Elkhorn to take those, you know, classes, or does it have to be in Racine?
For this specific 509 program, they have to come to Racine. Okay. However, the college, my area, has a separate 509 program. Mm-hmm. So for those students that are in that program, they can take their coursework wherever. So they can be in Elkhorn working with our instructors out there on the 509. That program is structured 4 years, so students have a year to complete it. And then we do online and face-to-face instruction to help students get through that. So this is what we're doing in Racine is an additional opportunity for students to take advantage of. So,
and with the regular Gateway GED, the Adult Basic Ed Centers, there's no county residency required. So someone that lives at the western end of my county, say in the Burlington area, can it be a shorter commute to go to the Elkhorn campus, mm-hmm. and access instruction there. And those living, you know, in the city of Racine or Mount Pleasant in Caledonia can come to the Racine campus or Workforce Solutions. The another thing I'd like to thank Sandine and Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway, is expanding hours. Mm-hmm. We now, Gateway offers expanded evening hours at the Racine County Workforce Solution 2 nights a week. And that kind of nicely dovetails with the evening hours at the Racine Gateway campus on the lake, which are offered the other 2 days of the week. So that way, if someone is a would prefer to come in the evenings because of family commitments or what have you, they would be able to get access to GED education 4 nights a week.
Yeah, I had seen that the hours had been extended. Mm-hmm. And I read it a couple times, and I was like, at the workforce? Mm-hmm. Like, that building's open that late now?
Yes. So absolutely.
That's really neat. You guys have done a whole bunch of new stuff at mm-hmm. that Workforce mm-hmm. Solutions building, because you even now have, like, the training grounds, right? The coffee shop that's in there?
That's correct.
For youth?
And that's for anyone, including, but let me talk about one person that came through the training grounds. She did not have her GED, mm-hmm. and she is working for it, and I wish I would have thought of that beforehand. I think she has completed. I think she just recently earned it,
cool.
And that's part of the goal. But the training grounds serves all individuals that don't have a significant work experience, where many of them might be young people.
Mm-hmm.
Two of our customers have come through our Windows to Work program, which is a prisoner reentry program, and the guys coming out of the prison just did not have legitimate work history. And this allowed them to gain some of those soft skills and move forward in their life, and they've graduated to the private sector.
Hmm. Awesome. Yeah, because that is like, here is a resume now, and it's legit. You can call and say, did you work for this person? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did work for this person. So how does someone get enrolled? What is the process? How can people move forward now that the listening audience has heard this and they're hooked and they're like, I know someone. I know someone who would benefit from this. How do we direct them to you?
We have choices, and I'm going to just throw out a really simple one and then turn it over to Sandine to talk, because we don't think there's any wrong door. You can come through the Gateway door or the Workforce Solutions door. But if anyone's interested in the 509 program or just the GED initiative in Racine, if you would contact Katie Kasperzak at 638-6703. She's our GED coordinator, and she's just doing a bang-up job out there helping build the infrastructure, helping people not get lost in the cracks and fall through those cracks. Mm-hmm. So she's just doing a really great job for Racine County and Racine County Workforce Solutions.
Yes, she is. Fantastic job. And so for the listeners out there, you know, as we're talking, we know all the names and phone numbers and things like that, but I always tell, you know, potential students, you know, call the college. So what happens at Gateway, if students call our number, which is 1-800-247-7122, and again, that's 1-800-247-7122, and indicate that they want to get their GED or HSED, they will be instructed to come to one of the campuses and get signed up for an orientation. As Mark indicated, we're pretty much open except for during major holidays, so mm-hmm. we offer orientation throughout the school year. We also offer courses at multiple locations. So I had talked earlier about us being out at the Kenosha Job Center. Mm-hmm. We have our three main campuses. We're also at the Burlington Center, Racine Literacy Council, Walworth County Jail. So there's multiple spots, and of course, Racine Workforce Solutions, where students can take advantage of open lab learning, course learning, structured course learning, working independently. There's some students that said, hey, you know, I'm interested, but is there some things that I can be working on at home? So yes, so then once they meet with an adult basic ed instructor, that instructor sits down and says, okay, let's talk about what's going to be the best option for you. You know, where do you want to study at? What does this look like? Let's talk about a timeline and things like that. And then there's constant monitoring to make sure that students are making it through.
Because I'm familiar with what WIOA, the Workforce Innovative and Opportunity Act yeah. program enrollment is, you know, age requirement. Mm-hmm. And then after you sign up with a career counselor and mm-hmm. do your intake paperwork, you have mm-hmm. a TABE test. Is that very similar to what this is? Will you be doing that sort of thing?
In the 509 program, we won't be having to do that until it's appropriate. And what I try to do is I try to shield the customer from paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork in the government if you haven't figured that out.
Oh,
and
do I know.
My goal is only to have the customer, my goal is to have the customer only fill out the paperwork when it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
So in part of the opportunity is that we've made a commitment in Racine County that cost is not an issue. I mean, for me to come up with the roughly $150 to pay for the GED because I'm employed in a managerial position, I can come up with $150. But if you're working in a very low wage job because you're a high school dropout, coming up with $150, that's a big stretch. So using the resources of Racine County Workforce Solutions and with some money that Gateway has, we've stepped up and said nobody has to have cost as a barrier to getting their GED or any of these tests.
And if they're hooked up through WIOA, then they're getting bus transportation right. too, if that's a thing, right? If
whatever it takes for the customer to succeed.
Right. That is, it's very awesome.
And I'm glad, Mark, you brought that up, too, because I know I've been asked, too, well, what about materials? So, like, for students that come into the classroom, we provide the materials for them, so they don't have to worry about the cost of the materials that we use to provide the instruction either. So,
right. I know that on one of the flyers, it was like, 20 weeks, you know, come get this, and everything is included mm-hmm. for free. Just call us.
Yes.
Call Katie.
Yes.
Now, the GED itself as a test mm-hmm. has changed. Mm-hmm. They rewrote it, I think, in 14? And
yeah.
then in 16, they added that civil service test, now that civics test that you have to take along with the other tests. Mm-hmm. So how about we talk about how that's changed? Sindine, have you seen perhaps when that test requirement changed, mm-hmm. a drop-off in people actually enrolling because they were like, this is too much now?
Right. So what ended up happening prior to January 2014, the GED test became computerized. So before that, students could take their test paper and pencil. So the tests were rewrote, and part of that was to ensure that individuals that were getting their GED credentials would be able to fairly compete with those students coming directly out of the high school. So for years, there was this misconception, oh, just go and take your GED test, it's two questions, and then they give you a GED, and that wasn't true. But they really wanted to put some skin in the game, so mm-hmm. the series completely changed in terms of the test, and so that challenged challenged the schools nationwide, those that were offering GED programs. So we had to step up our curriculum, step up our teaching efforts to make sure that we were able to help students be successful with the GED test. So that was part of it. So students were like, okay, and I can't do paper pencil anymore. Now I have to use the computer to take the test. So we did definitely see a dip down in the numbers there. Students kind of disappeared, but now those students who maybe fell under the old series have now come back and have made it through. And then, of course, we have new students coming in. You also talked about the civics component. So, I'm going to say back in a couple of years ago, I won't start quoting years there. That's what
it's
happens
when
you get.
July 1st, 2016, exactly. The Department of Education.
There we go.
Public instruction.
Act 55, I believe it was. So state legislation was passed where students coming out of any type of alternative high school program, including GED, now had to take the civics test. So then that didn't really impact our numbers. What we ended up having to do, though, was make sure that students that were somewhere along in the pipeline understood that, okay, you're going for your GED or HSED or maybe adult high school, but you now also need this test. So sometimes, you know, we would run into students who maybe took their test and thought they were done, but there was still that civics component. So we spent quite a bit of time making phone calls and things like that, doing emails and mailers just to make sure that students knew, okay, here's this component. Fortunately for us, the civics test was pretty simple, so we right now have 100% pass rate with that civics test for
Great.
Our students. So
I was gonna say, let's talk about the actual meat and potatoes of what a GED is, because I work at the job center in Kenosha, and my office, before they moved me, and they moved now the location of where Gateway is in that building as well, I was right across the hall. So people would come in and go, where's the Gateway Learning Center? Okay, I'd walk across. Well, back in, I want to say January, I was tasked with trying to get one of my clients to go back to the Job Corps Center. The Job Corps Center in Milwaukee called me and they said, hey, Jess, we have a kid that no one's been able to get in touch with. He enrolled. He started going. He's been AWOL. We can't find him. We read your case notes, and magically, you're the only human he talks to. Can you get this kid to come back? Cool. So I've been talking to this kid, and he was 18. He was 18, had just turned 18, didn't have his high school, but so he can't re-enroll back into KUSD. And he's like, well, I'll just go to Gateway and take the GED. I'm like, well, back up. Let me get you some info. Let's tell the listening audience, you can't just walk in and take your GED and get your GED. You actually have to enroll as a Gateway student, correct? And then go on through orientation, take like a high school test, right? Or those courses to see where you are before you can move on to GED and then test.
Right. So what you're talking about, is our orientation. So any student that's going for their GED or HSED has to go through an orientation. So at Gateway, the way we have our orientation set up is students can do their orientation online for the most part. So they can complete most of the orientation online, and we only have them come to campus twice to take what we call the test for adult basic education, where we're looking to see, okay, what's your reading level, math level, writing level. And then the second time is to come in and actually meet with an instructor just to say, okay, here are your test scores. Tell me something about yourself. What is it that you're trying to do? And let's put together a plan. So depending on a student's test levels and how motivated they are, that determines how fast a student can get their GED if they go through the test there. So for those students that test very high, which we do have a good number of students that test at the 12th grade or higher, we really work with them to say, okay, let's put together a plan to get you signed up for your test. You know, is it going to take 2 months, 3 months, 6 months? You know, are there any issues that we need to be aware of, such as financial? You know, we have money that can help you pay for your test. So, you know, those are the type of things that we go through with students. So, yes, we do get that quite a bit where someone shows up and I'm here to take my GED test. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, there's a process. But I tell people, please don't get discouraged about that process, because if we can get with you and help you kind of work through your way, we've had individuals get through their orientation and take all their GED tests within a month. you know, so it's doable, but we really need to make that connection first just to get in a good idea of, you know, what are your test levels, have you done the orientation, that type of thing to get you going there.
And with this GED initiative, they still have to do that process as well, the orientation.
There's an orientation process, but what we've done is we've embedded it in the 20 weeks. So as Mark said, you know, we don't want to have students get caught up in all of our little processes and procedures and things like that. So exactly. So we've been able to figure out a way, okay, let's get the students in that have qualified for the program, and then we can do the orientation as part of the 20-week commitment.
And as part of the process, what we have to do is we still have to have them make that initial assessment, that tape. So Monday through Friday for the next couple of weeks, anyone that's interested in getting into the 509 program can show up at Workforce Solutions at 1717 Taylor Avenue in Racine and do so before 9:30. They'll take their tape test, and Katie will bring them through the process, and we'll just get them moving along. We've already had one customer sign up and is enrolled in the 509 program, so that's just a great start.
Now let's talk about age. So young Buck says, I'm not going to high school traditionally. I'm just going to go get my GED. Listening audience, it is important to note, you have to be 18 and a half years old, and your graduating class, that your cohort from 9th grade to 12th, has to have completely graduated, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Is that requirement, like, what are the age requirements to get into this GED initiative program?
Same thing.
Okay. So this follows my next question, because I had seen on the, Department of Public Instruction, and I've read alternative education stuff, you know, on RUSD's site, and that there is an option for 16 and 17 and a half year old to earn like an HSED or a GED through school. So how does that work? If I have a kid that comes to me and goes, all right, high school isn't working for me, Job Corps didn't work for me, what do I do with that participant?
So that is determined by the school district. So what they do is they issue what's called a 118-15 contract with the local technical college. So in this case, it would be with Gateway. So the school district then determines, okay, are we going to send the student for their HSED, or will we send the student for the adult high school program? So there's two options that are out there. Students cannot come for the GED under this contract. It has to be that high school equivalency, which for the listeners is still part of the GED test that you take, or GED test that you take in addition to the civics. There's a career component, and then there's a health component that's involved with that. In some cases, students that are coming to us on contract from the school district might qualify for our 509 program, but what we do on our end as a technical college system is make sure that we work in direct contact with the school that's sending the students there. So what ends up happening, because we get that all the time too, where students will show up and say, you know, high school is not working with me. And if those students are under 18 and a half, we really sit with them, okay, where do you go to school at? When was your last contact? Let's get you in contact with somebody to make sure we're following the state statutes in regards to compulsory attendance. So,
because that's one thing. They have to be enrolled into RUSD.
Correct.
For that to be a thing.
Right. And each school district operates a little bit different. So we always want to make sure that parents, guardians, and so forth understand, okay, what are the requirements in order to qualify for that type of programming.
So if somebody starts this program and goes, I don't think I can pass this. I don't think I can take a test. I don't think I'm going to be successful. What do we say to those folks? How are we making sure that people who enroll are going to be able to pass and be successful?
Well, that's where that 509 option comes in. So like I said before, Gateway has their own 509 program. Mm-hmm. So if we see students that are struggling that, okay, testing may not be the best option for them taking those GED tests, then as an instructor, we can then say, okay, let's take a look at our 509 program and see if that would be an appropriate. So we have a referral system in place for that program because there are some things that students have to commit to in terms of attendance and so forth because they have a year. Mm. To get that program done. So it's a little bit different than what we have here at Racine Workforce as far as what we're doing, but there are definitely options out there. The key thing that listeners need to be aware of is make the contact so we can make sure you're going in the right direction there.
Good. And I'd like to, kind of say, yeah, some people might have some test anxiety, mm-hmm. They might not have done well. What you get with Sandine's staff are some of the most incredible, caring, wonderful teachers, instructors that you've ever worked with. And they will support you. They will help you learn. They will help you learn in the method that you teach to your strengths. And I think after the customer experiences the instructors at Gateway, they will succeed. Because there's not a single bad instructor in the bunch.
So let's make sure, since some people might just be tuning in, I am with Mark and Sandine. Mark is the manager at the Racine County Workforce Solutions Building. And Sandine, you have an amazing title, and you oversee so much. A Dean of Developmental Education at Gateway. We're talking about Racine County's GED initiative. If folks are just tuning in and are like, what's that? Racine County offers a GED initiative that will cover all costs and supply you with all materials needed so that you can be successful to earn that GED and become more employable. And Mark, if you would be so kind, how can people touch base and get involved with more information by calling Katie at 262-638. I don't remember the other
6703 or visit racinecounty.com yes. And select Workforce Solutions, and there'll be information on our website.
You guys just mm-hmm. updated. And they can come through Gateway.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
So that's downtown 1001 Lake, right?
Main Street.
Mm-hmm. And out in Burlington, too.
Yes,
correct?
We do.
All right.
And that's McKenna Parkway.
That's
right off of McKenna Parkway.
Building out
496 McKenna Parkway, right next to Burlington High School.
High School, yeah.
This is the data man here. He remembers good numbers here.
Yes. Overall cost value. Somebody coming off the street going to go earn their GED without this is going to pay what?
Nothing.
Yes, through this. Right. But if I am someone who didn't know about this mm-hmm. and I went to Gateway, say in Kenosha, the overall cost value is what? You said 150?
Yeah, it'd be $145.
So make sure that you save a light bill. No. And come get your GEDs.
Right. But if you're coming through Kenosha or Elkhorn at our campus there, we do have some options to help pay for the testing.
You guys mm-hmm. also partner with, I think it is the Kenosha WIOA stuff, Chris right. Isaacson or Rich Salisbury. You can right. go see those two individuals. Or I know that the food share employment and training folks right. can help you as well.
And then we also have a partnership, a wonderful partnership here at the college through our Gateway Foundation. So Jennifer Charpentier is the director, and she has done an awesome job along with her board in terms of securing funding to help individuals get their GED tests. So
my friends, the time has come for us to bid adieu. I want to thank you both so much for coming on to my show today and discussing with us this wonderful, innovative opportunity for folks to become more employable. And I'm excited to see what the outcome and growth is going to be between now I have this and I can help these employers. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day.
Thank
You've
you.
Been
you
listening
too.
To Jess on 91.1 WGTD HD, and this is Education Matters.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Linda Fleshinsky, a mother, grandmother, freelance writer, and former Racine School Board president. And now, here's today's host. Good morning, I'm David Cole. You're listening to the Foxconn edition of Community Matters. We have two conversations for you this morning, and both aired earlier this week on the morning show. First, we'll hear from President Brian Albrecht, Gateway Technical College, who talks about the impact of the Foxconn decision to build a plant in Wisconsin on Gateway Technical College. And then after that, we'll hear from Art Sear, from the Clausen Center for World Business, talking more about Foxconn. Right now, here's Dr. Albrecht.
Every time you talk about this item, I get a little goosebumps here because this is so unique and so special, and I think so very different for all of us to even try to conceptualize the magnitude of the project and the enthusiasm all the way from the President of the United States, the Speaker of the House, and, of course, Governor Walker. And it is really going to, I think, be a transformational change for the way we think about the future that we not only work in, but that we live in.
Right.